This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The district attorney is considered the most powerful actor in the county's criminal justice system. These prosecutors have total discretion when it comes to pursuing criminal cases. Margaret Moore is the current Travis County district attorney and is running for re-election. She's being challenged by a former public defender, Jose Garza, in the Democratic primary runoff election. As KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports, Garza is running on a platform of sweeping progressive reforms to fix what he calls a broken system.
Garza says this race, for him, is about priorities. He argues the current DA is prosecuting more nonviolent offenses than violent ones, and that needs to change. He points to sexual assault data as an example. The Austin Police Department reported more than 530 adult sexual assault cases in 2018.
And in that year, the district attorney's office prosecuted approximately 70 of those cases. In the same year, the district attorney's office prosecuted 2,700 drug cases. Those are the priorities of our district attorney's office.
Garza has promised to end the prosecution of low-level drug offenses and focus more on diversion programs. He says those cases are one of the greatest drivers of racial disparity in the criminal justice system. The latest information from Travis County shows Black people make up 33% of the Travis County jail, despite making up only 9% of the county's population.
Although substance use is consistent across Travis County by race and ethnicity, that it is people of color who are overwhelmingly arrested and prosecuted for those offenses.
Moore refused to speak with KUT for this story, but in an interview with KXAN, she denied that her office treats people of color differently. She says the DA's office currently dismisses about 59% of felony drug offenses. But she doesn't think a DA should stop prosecuting all these cases.
We have neighborhoods that are riddled with drug use and crime. And those neighborhoods ask for relief. They want their park cleaned up so their kids can play in it. They want to have normal lives. They call the police because they want enforcement.
The recent protests sparked by the police killing of George Floyd have made officer accountability another prominent issue in this race. Two high-profile cases in Travis County include the April shooting death of Michael Ramos by an Austin police officer and the 2019 death of Javier Ambler, who was killed after Williamson County deputies tased him multiple times. Moore says she will present both cases before a grand jury to decide if the officer should be indicted. But Garza has criticized the DA for taking too long to make this decision, waiting over a year in the case of Javier Ambler.
It's unacceptable that people had to wonder whether these cases would be prosecuted. Victims' families shouldn't have to wait for justice.
Garza wants to bring all cases involving police misconduct before a grand jury within 30 days. He says if there is still evidence of wrongdoing, but the case doesn't rise to the level of a crime, he will still hold law enforcement to account. Garza wants to create a public list of officer misconduct. Moore says she does not believe all cases involving police violence should go before a grand jury if the evidence clearly proves a lawful use of force. She has also said that Texas law doesn't allow a grand jury to share details of a case unless it leads to indictment. Again, Moore did not want to speak with KUT for this story, but here she is in an interview with KXAN last week.
The decision not to take every case to a grand jury because we thought it was extremely important that we be as transparent as possible. And if you go to the grand jury, you cloak that investigation in secrecy.
Another issue in this race is criticism surrounding the DA's office and its handling of sexual assault cases. D.A. Moore had been a defendant in a class action lawsuit accusing her office of mishandling the crime of sexual assault because of gender discrimination. A federal judge ultimately dismissed the case in February. And Moore has stood firm that her office has done more for sexual assault victims than any other D.A. before her. While there has been a small increase in the number of jury trials since 2018, Garza says this is still not enough.
We will prosecute aggressively sexual assault cases, and not just the cases that are easy. And we're going to end the practice of not taking cases forward because they may be hard.
As a career prosecutor, Moore has touted experience as the main reason voters should let her continue her work as district attorney. But Garza says he believes the entire criminal justice system in Travis County is in need of major reform.
What we need in this moment is someone who is accountable to the movement for change that's happening all around us. Someone who is willing to be a vocal leader to reimagine our criminal justice system and to reimagine our understandings of what public safety is.
Early voting continues through July 10th. Election Day is July 14th. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.